Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Pim Tulls, CEO of Intrinsic ID. Pim founded the company in 2008 as a spinout from Philips Research. With more than 20 years of experience in semiconductors and security, Pim is widely recognized for his work in the field of SRAM PUF and security for embedded applications. He speaks at technical conferences and has written significantly in the field of security. He co-wrote the book Security with Noisy Data, which examines new technologies in the field of security based on noisy data and describes applications in the field of biometrics, secure key storage, and anti-counterfeiting. Pim holds a PhD in mathematical physics from Leuven University and has more than 50 patents. Welcome back to the podcast, Pim. You know, for the part of our audience that is not familiar with Intrinsic ID, could you give them a quick overview of your company and its technology?
Hi, Dan. Nice to meet you again. And thanks for the nice introduction and giving me the opportunity here to speak with you. So going back to your question, today, one of the world's biggest problems, as you also know, is digital security. Yeah, we all these days manage our lives with continuously connected devices, and they're connected to the cloud, data centers, other server systems. When we read a newspaper, it's online. We work remote these days, and we have even more and more remote healthcare. So in order to make sure that these systems are systems that we can rely on, yeah, and that they are trustworthy, we have to make sure that security is in place, that they cannot be attacked. And on top of that, there is an additional aspect that ties into the security of these systems. It is the fact that connected devices are extremely complex and sophisticated. And they are put together with parts coming from different parts in the world and also being assembled in very different geographies. Hence, again, if we want to make sure that these devices are trustworthy and they do what we expect them to do, we have to make sure that the supply chains and the different components are trustworthy in itself, have not been counterfeit along the way. So at Intrinsic ID, we are delivering solutions to address these security problems. We make sure that all electronic components can be uniquely identified and authenticated and become trustworthy. And on top of that, we make sure that we also protect the data coming from humans and systems, as well as software, against eavesdropping and reverse engineering. So in that way, we, for instance, make sure that systems can preserve the privacy of the data coming from human beings. So at Intrinsic ID, we provide the root of trust for all electronic devices, including chips, based on also a very innovative technology that is called PUF, physical unclonable functions, and we are one of the main inventors of this technology. With PUFs, we at Intrinsic ID provide the best combination, really, of security, flexibility, and trust, and that's a statement that we get from our customers. So Intrinsic ID's technology has been deployed in the field now to solve these security problems in about 500 million devices. And it is being used by top technology companies to protect their devices and data. Today, Intrinsic ID technology might be on your wrist, by the way, or in your pocket. Our technology, for instance, protects smartwatches. It protects bank passes. Some parties have implemented it also in biometric sensors to protect human biometrics, and make sure that the privacy of human data is guaranteed. Laptops and tablets, on the other hand, are using Intrinsic ID PUF technology to set up a secure root of trust. And in data centers, we are again providing the root of trust for authentication and encryption of data. And so you see that we address a wide range of devices, a wide range of use cases and application areas. And that's also one of the main advantages of using PUF technology. So I would say that in summary, at Intrinsic ID, we are well on the way to reach our mission to help create a better world that can be trusted.
Yeah, I've seen your customer list. It's quite impressive. So how are things going for Intrinsic ID from a business perspective today? Are you seeing strong adoption of your solutions?
Yes, absolutely. Intrinsic ID is now with almost 500 million
chips in the field. So that grows now day by day, week by week, and it starts growing faster and faster. So we see kind of an exponential appearing there. We also have growth in currently all the verticals that we were in 2022. Growth overall, as I said. Small nodes, more and more interest there to include our solutions. And then we're also getting more and more into new verticals, amongst which, for instance, automotive, where the traction is becoming bigger and bigger. In terms also of numbers, we have strong growth this year. We will basically beat all our goals. Cannot yet go into the detail here because it's not the end of the year yet, but we know that we will beat the goals that we had put out for ourselves.
Yeah, that's great. You know, there is an increased demand for hardware-based security. We all know that, and I'm sure there's a variety of reasons. But could you explain a little bit more about the trends that drive this and how this relates to the work of Intrinsic ID?
So what you see happening in the industry in general, certainly the industry based on connected devices, is that they start to really embrace security that increases value instead of just a cost error. And that is driven by the fact that we have all those problems in the supply chain currently. Yeah, there's a lot going on around that. We know that the White House is involved, the US government is involved, several other governments are involved to protect the supply chain. We also, of course, know that there is more and more cyber attacks on devices happening that keeps on going on. And what everybody is recognizing is that although you maybe can't foresee now how an unprotected device could maybe be the basis for an attack, it doesn't mean that it will not happen and that no hacker will figure it out. So everybody understands that you basically need to put a lock on every door. And then, of course, lastly but not leastly, there is, of course, the geopolitical situation currently in the world. Which is, of course, of that kind at this point in time, unfortunately, that devices need to be protected because also due to that situation, more and more devices get attacks.
Absolutely. So based on some of your recent announcements, it seems Intrinsic ID is very active in bringing an ecosystem of partners together. So why is this ecosystem relevant and necessary for the industry and your clients?
So the ecosystem really helps to build full solutions. Security really consists of many components. Root of trust is one part. Around the root of trust, there are other crypto components that you need. And then there is the cybersecurity and software layer that comes on top of that. Now, what you want in order to have a strong solution is that all those parts are really integrated. And people have thought about that on how to do that securely on the one hand, but also how to make it easy for the whole supply chain to implement those. Because when both are there, easiness and pre-integration, you're also almost guaranteed that it will be implemented in a secure way. And that it will come without big cost errors.
Right. I've always said ecosystem is everything, right? There's the strength in numbers. Another semiconductor industry trend is moving towards system and package, with chiplets, multiple dies, they're packaged all together. Can you share your thoughts on the pros and cons of this trend and what is Intrinsic ID contribution here?
I think it is necessary to deal with all the problems that also come with the small nodes. Of course, there is a limitation due to the so-called reticle size, and you have to deal with that. And then also from a cost point of view, it can be way more efficient to use different dies that typically have been developed in different processes and different technology nodes, then try to put everything in one node and have it on one die. So I think in the end, this has advantages for the customer. This has advantages in the terms of technology to keep Moore's law, if you want, one way or the other, you keep it alive. Yeah. And what's our role? Well, the role of intrinsic ID is to help making sure that such integration of different chiplets, dies, can happen in a secure way. Why is that? Well, all these dies come from different places in the world, often from different parties providing those. And so the parties that are going to integrate the different chiplets need to make sure that A, they know that these chiplets are coming from a legitimate, a trustworthy party, and B, later on the system needs to know that it is still securely communicating with the trustlet that it thought it was communicating with, and not with some that was replaced, that has been tampered with, that has been counterfeit, yeah, or combination of all of those. And that's where intrinsic ID comes in. Yeah, because the intrinsic ID solution, as you know, is based on the behavior of SRAM and makes it possible to do this in a very efficient way and scalable way, rather than doing it in a very big and maybe cumbersome type of solution.
Right. So finally, now that we're nearing the end of the year, can you tell us what 2023 has in store for intrinsic ID?
Sure. Well, first of all, of course, our focus is on further growth, growing the market share, expanding our solutions further in all the verticals and new verticals. In order to do that, we go to many of the events. Yeah, the first event that we will be going to is CES in Vegas in the beginning of the year. We will be going to Embedded World, of course, to RSA, to Host, to Mobile World Congress, and several other conferences. This is, of course, not an exhaustive list, but interested parties can certainly meet us there. We will make sure that everybody is aware of that. We will work at those events, but also independently of that, with our ecosystem and grow our ecosystem. Yeah, to come back on what you asked earlier, make sure that customers can have pre-integrations ready, can integrate secure solutions in a economic manner, because that's very important, as we explained. And then we will participate in standardization certification activities to make sure that everything, of course, that is being done is according to state of the art, as being defined by the big certification standardization bodies in the world, such again that customers can be sure that things have been implemented thoroughly, and hence that the probability of finding attacks becomes very, very small.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad to see the events are live again. Engaging Absolutely. With other companies and customers are critical to our industry. So glad to see you guys back live and participating. And I'm sure I'll meet up with you, because I'll be at some of the events you mentioned, and it'd be good to speak with you again.
Yeah. We'll be happy to see you again.
So thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing you again, and happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Dan. Always nice to speak with you.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.